Online Podcast 214. Hello. I'm back, and in more than one way, I am back. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, and if you do not know what I'm talking about, you might probably every once in a while want to go over to onlinepodcast.com and check out my blog, because there are times that I don't feel good about myself that I don't want to even talk. Which is exactly what happened, and it's like this thing that I have to address, that I have to thank many people. If you still don't know what I'm talking about, I will inform you now. Since I came back from Malaysia, I was struggling with not only jet lag, and I also posted a blog entry called Emotional Jet Lag, because I was pretty much okay. Physically, jet lag is I slept a lot and I'm constantly hungry. Like, I'm hungry US time and I'm hungry Malaysian time. So that was my physical jet lag. And then I don't know what day it was, like, I came back on a Tuesday, on the 27th of February, and about 3 days later, I woke up one morning and I just missed my parents so badly that I got into this kind of emotional downfall or something. I'm not sure. That must have been one of the things that triggered it, but the rest of the week, that weekend was horrible. I didn't feel like doing anything. The only thing that I could do was to put the show together and post it on the web. I didn't feel like talking to anyone. I didn't feel like smiling. Everything that I did since I came back, at work and all that, the little small talk and all that was just so difficult. And at first I felt like, oh yeah, it's from the trip, and so yeah, it's probably because of the jet lag and all that. But then it got longer and longer, and it's slowly starting to not compute. Like, everything was so irrational. I felt bad about everything. At the time that I should be feeling good about everything, because we'll save that for later. We'll talk about the trip in the next few shows in the future. But right now, I just need to address the big D. And okay, to make the short story long, I intended to do this recording is when I intended to just address it without letting all of you know. And, but I just couldn't stand it. That I have to pull myself away from all the online chats. I'm usually on Skype to chat with my listeners. I am usually on iChat to chat with some of my online friends. And I just have to pull away from everyone. And I mean everyone, except for Bruce and my parents. And so it was, I have to do that, and I don't want to go suddenly offline without telling anyone what it is. Plus, I feel like it's time to blog. It's time where I can sort of express myself without having to speak. So I typed it, I wrote it and published and posted on March 6th. And I was probably writing it at the time where I was really feeling really, really bad. So that's why I sounded so pathetic. And I think I knew about it. Logically, I know that it's going to go away, but it's just so difficult at that time that I just couldn't think of myself coming out of it. And it's my first depression. I've had sad moments, but never depression that is almost irrational, that I just cannot rationale why I feel that bad. And everything, every small, tiny, little thing would tick the depression button. It would just make me feel so bad. I feel so bad about feeling bad. I feel so bad about not cleaning up my suitcase, which I still haven't. I cleared one suitcase and the other one I haven't yet. But usually I feel like this. I was like, oh, I feel kind of guilty, but whatever. But I was really feeling really down about every single tiny little tiny thing. And to the point where I am putting the blame, or not putting the blame, but other people, things that other people do to me, or just not do to me, but just interaction with other people, I'm gonna like write a story about it. Feeling, oh, you know what? That reminded me of somebody. Oh, I forgot who that was now. There was this podcaster who was checking on me to see if he was like hearing voices, and he was checking on me to see if, oh, shite, they stopped their show, though. I forgot what it's called now. Anyway, and he was asking me, did I say anything wrong? It just kind of psychoanalyze everything other people do, and it all comes down to nobody likes me. I know it's kind of stupid and silly to think about it now, but anyway. So I'm back to the studio for the first time, and I mean for the first time since I come back from Malaysia. I just now stepped into this room. Since I came back, was it, what, 2 weeks ago now? Almost? Is it almost or exactly a week ago that I came back? Is it a week now? It's 2 weeks now, right? Yeah. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks, Tuesday. And so I am feeling very, very much back to normal. I don't want to say that with a an absolute certainty, because I thought I was okay on some days, and then boom, something tiny happened, and then I just like boom, fell flat on my face. But I feel like I owe you an explanation, and also a an in-depth talk about my struggle, because before this experience, I did not know what depression is like. I always thought that depression is, well, to be really mean, I usually think that depression is something that you can handle, you can just take care of it if you're strong enough, and if you pull yourself out or change your mindset, think positive, it's going to go away. Sometimes, you know, there are certain things, sad things, well, not depression, obviously, I learned from my experience, and I, of course, being wrong thinking that way is that if you truly, honestly have a depression, clinical or not, it's just that if it is depression, it's something that you cannot rationalize. That is what I learned. And that made me more compassionate for people who are struggling with depression. And, you know, you live and learn, and I learned from my experience. I hope I don't fall into that depression, the big D again. It was kind of scary. It's like you're losing control, you're falling into this black bottomless tunnel or well that you don't know when you're gonna smack down onto the ground, and when you do, it hurt as shit. And so anyway, so that's my experience from that. So if you want to read about my emotion several days ago, about a week ago, March 6th is when I posted the blog entry, go check that out. But now is a good time for me to say how much I appreciate all the pouring love and support that I got from my friends and my listeners. And listeners from both podcasts online as well as Penang Hokkien. Again, I'm going to talk about my trip. I was thinking that I was going to be talking more about the trip when I was there, but I was so busy that I didn't really get to record what I was thinking. So I may, now that I'm out of my depression, sort of, kind of, mostly, I will be able to think more about the trip and reflect more about it, and I'll probably put that in the future shows. But now is a good time to say thank you, and I want to name names. Those of you who commented on the website is what I'm going to read. Those of you who sent me individual emails as well, thank you very much. Mikey Pod, I remember he just sent something to me today. Of course, the two people, I don't want to name those two people's name, but the two people in my life that I can pour my shit out without any filter, in my life. They may be listening, they may not be listening. At least I think I know one should be listening. So thank you to those two if you are listening. And also, my very concerned listeners, I think Archer checks the blog, checks my website, sometimes, or maybe regularly, I don't know. But he was the first one who posted it at us, on March 6th, but just a few, maybe an hour or two after I posted the entry. And, thank you, Archer, from archerradio.com, and David, or Uncle Kwe, from Penang Hokkien, well, Penang Hokkien, you know, listener as well as a regular guest from Penang Hokkien, a big contributor to the Penang Hokkien gathering in Penang. Tabo, Eve, also from Penang Hokkien, and Vincent Tan listens from Malaysia, listens to Archer also from Johor, Malaysia. He also gave me this really nice, I posted a picture on Flickr, this little nice, almost like a crystal charm or something. This is very sweet of him. Thank you, Vincent. And Pig Lu, also from Penang Hokkien. Oh, so many people from Penang Hokkien are coming over to say, wish me luck with my depression. Jipun Lao Yi, also from Penang Hokkien. Sassy, I believe is also from Penang Hokkien, I'm not sure. Kevin Liu, I know, is from Penang Hokkien. Chef Mark, thank you, Chef Mark. Icy Dog. Pat, there are several that I don't know where they're from. I also brought out many almost dormant listeners who usually do not comment or write me email. They have also started sending me email. So that's really, really nice of you. Peter from Oh My Pod, definitely. Hadi, also a listener from ohmypod.net. And Kimi Kacangpute, that I know is from Penang Hokkien. And Chris, a personal friend of mine who also check out the podcast every once in a while. Thank you, Chris. I think what she wrote there, I won't read out the comment, but you can go over to onlinepodcast.com and go read the comments that I got from my listeners as well as my friends. And Jeff and Kenny also. Lisa, also a personal friend as well. Thank you so much, and I may have missed several names because as I'm reading this, I'm doing the recording on a Friday. I'm doing the recording on a Friday, so I may have missed those names if I haven't read it, and if it does, I am sorry, and I will probably just go to the website and read all the nice comments that I got. Thank you so much, and so let me check on the time here. Okay, we have a bit of time here. So that is the main thing that I want to address, that I want to talk to you about. How am I feeling now? I am feeling mostly normal. I would say 99% back to my normal self. And it made me appreciate the people who care, people around me who care for me who care about me. It made me appreciate their support and their love and their care for me even more. The the one that takes care of me most is the one that I tend to take for granted and not pay attention to, and that's Bruce. And so it sort of made me realize how I sometimes take things for granted and guilty of that. And so this experience reminds me of how I sometimes should just step back and appreciate more, and to tell him that I appreciate that. So I'm going to talk a little bit in general about the trip, but I won't go into the detail because I have too many juicy things that I want to tell you. Many things happened while I was away. I did not listen to any podcasts while I was in Malaysia. I was listening to podcasts on the plane going to Malaysia because I have all this time. And apparently there's some controversy happening. Well, tiny controversy. Gosh, good God. There are things happening, good and bad things happening within the gay podcasting community. I'm not going to focus on the bad ones. I think if you experience it, you experience it, and we all learn from the experience, either grow as an individual or whatever it is. So I'm going to talk about the upcoming event, the Pod Camp or something like that in New York City. It is on the weekend of Easter, and I'm singing on Good Friday as well as Sunday, Easter Sunday morning. So I am unable to go. I would love to go to meet new people, to meet all these people that I know through my podcast as well as other people's podcasts, just, you know, online. And as well as to revisit with the skinnier Wonder Wisdom and supposedly skinnier Madge as well. Because I've met both of them before. So there's no need of going. No. Plus, I don't want to steal the thunder from those two bitches. No, not really. It's just that I don't... The first thing was that I was away for so long. I've already neglected Bruce for, you know, being in Malaysia. Oh, not really neglected, but you know what I mean. You know, he was home alone without me for 3 weeks. So I've used up all my vacation from work, which means there's not going to be any vacation moments for me and for us. So I want to save some weekends just for the two of us. And so that is why I made the decision not to go. Plus, I have to sing. I could have, because I got the email asking if I was going to be able to do a Good Friday. And there was a time that I have already found out about PodCam. So I could have said no, but I just, you know, it just didn't feel, it was exciting. I wanted to go. It just didn't feel right to go. So I made the decision not to. So, unfortunately, I'll be missing out on all these fun meetings and meeting people and all that. What was that? So, anyway, thank you for your emails and your those people who spoke to me personally in real life. No. Let's go back to the podcasting. No, not podcasting. My trip. Some people said that, of course, last week I posted a pre-recorded show that I did on a ferry, which I named it A Ferry on a Ferry, because it's always been a dream of mine. I have always talked about doing a recording if I ever get the chance of going back to Malaysia. Because I started my podcast in 2004, and I went back to Malaysia in 2004, but at that time, it was just like 1 month into my podcasting. experience is not quite there, equipment is not quite enough, and so I didn't really do a whole lot of recording. Oh, burp. My burping is back and my laugh is back. And so I didn't get to really do a lot of recording in Malaysia last time I went back in 2004, end of 2004. And so this time I get to do a whole lot more recordings, and I will be posting them at separate times, at different times, because I do have quite a lot of recordings done. Oh, do I? Yeah, I have some video, quite a few videos as well as audio. Now, if you want to check out my photos, and most of you probably have already done so, if you want to check out my photos, go over to Flickr, my Flickr account. If you don't remember my Flickr account, you can just go to onlinepodcast.com, and on the top there is a link called Photos. Click on that. It will bring you a new page and go straight to my Flickr page, which I'm testing right now. I'm doing it right now. And then you get to see all these lovely people I met in Malaysia, and as well as I'm signing in. Oh my gosh, I forgot what my Yahoo ID is for Flickr. I think it's on. Is it? Whoops. I hope I remember. Let me see. Let me try that again. I'm signing. Oops, sorry. I'm doing this stuff. Did I get signed in? Oh yeah, it is. It's online. No, it's johnonline@yahoo.com. I never use that account. I just, you know, created that because they changed that on Flickr. You have to have a Yahoo ID now. So that's why I'm doing that. Anyway, so it's kind of funny because last week, as I was struggling to climb out from my depression, Madge on one of his, her previous shows mentioned something about depression, and it was like so right on, and it was kind of like describing me. I'm gonna take a sip of water, so talk amongst yourself. Okay, so I'm just, you know, feeling the environment again. I'm in my studio, like I said, for the first time. I haven't even come into the studio. I wasn't in the mood, and it just never happened that I tonight, when I'm doing this recording, is the first time after I come back from Malaysia stepping into this room. The smell is so studio. It is so that smell. Plus, there's a bit of Mike Hip sweet cotton in the room as well. The candle, that is. So I'm happy and excited to be back. Both back to my normal self as well as back into this routine of mine. I think that the disruption of my routine going there and then coming back really put me into this weird mood and turned into this depressed whore. So, I want to report about I'm all over the place. Back to my normal self. Hello. What was I gonna say? Oh, the fairy, a fairy on a fairy, and it's always been a dream to do a recording there. So I finally did a recording there. I was very excited. To tell you the truth, if it's not because of the star, I haven't even talked about this yet. I will save the detail for later, but I was on the cover of The Star, which is the most, the biggest newspaper, national newspaper in Malaysia. I was on the cover of it. Not just the Penang section, not just the northern section, but on the nation's section. I was on the first page. I was telling everyone that it's because it's slow news week, because it's Chinese New Year, and it's a slow news week that I get to be on the first page. But who cares? It's the first page nonetheless. Not the headline, but it's still on the first page. If you haven't seen the photo, go to onlinepodcast.com. Scroll down to... it's kind of past that. So you have to go to the previous entries to actually see a picture of that. Or go to Flickr and you'll be able to see it. Or you can go to online and look for, search for Talking Podcasts in Malaysia. So anyway, I thought I have lost weight, but good God, I'm so plump on the star. But, you know, that means there's more of me on the newspaper, right? Bigger face, more of me on the newspaper. Per square inch, well, per square centimeter. Well, per, not square, per centimeter. Oh yeah, it is square. Per square centimeter. So, gosh, I'm so back. Can you tell? Can you tell? And, what was I going to talk about? And so, fairy. If it's not because of the star, I was on the cover, right? I'm all that. In fact, I think Madge told Steve or something that Steve told me that I'm all that. Like, he think he all that and a bag of chips. And I wrote, I'm all that and I'm two bag of chips. I just had chips earlier. It was good. And so I was on the cover, right? And it was this reporter, I think her name is Christina. She called me up. I plan on having this podcast workshop anyway in Malaysia, and I was doing a bit of publicity through the CG Computers, which is the Apple reseller in Penang. And they... they put a bit of a little what's going on in Penang, blah de blah section that there'll be a workshop about podcasting. And because I just want to spread the word. I just want to evangelize podcasting to my home country. I just feel like it was not quite taking off. You know, it's sort of did amongst the I want to say geek, but I shouldn't say that, among the more technologically savvy people, right? And so not so much for the general population. I guess it's true here in the States as well. But I just want to kind of get the excitement going on, and so I thought of doing the podcast. But the good thing is the star called me, because I have a cell phone. I bought a new phone, not a phone. I got a new phone line, and I borrowed an old phone from my niece. And I put my phone number on the web, and I told people I'll be using that for the next 3 weeks. And so people called me on the phone, and the Star newspaper actually called me and asked me if I would be able to do an interview 30 minutes before the podcasting workshop. So I said yes. So I was interviewed, and then who knows, 2 days later, I was on the front page. And And so I was very excited. And in fact, my cousin called me and said, oh my gosh, I woke up this morning, I picked up the newspaper, and there you are on the first page. And so, because of that, I was on the newspaper, right? And people are talking. And, a few days, maybe the second day, the day after the article came out, the original reporter who did a story, about a year ago, or is it, no, six, 8 months ago, I guess. Well, I don't know, bloody blah. It was in August of 2005. August of 2005. She interviewed me. In fact, I thought it was a he, but anyway, it turned out that she's a she. And so she interviewed me in August, which really, about Penang Hokkien, and it really, the article and it was in the Nation section as well. I blogged about it as well. It really got me many, many new listeners, and I'm very thankful for that, and I'm very happy about it. So she called me and said that she wanted to do a piece for the Star Online, and which they are going to have a videographer out and shoot me doing a podcast and talk about the process, about the podcasting process. So, and it finally turned out, and she said that you can pick any location you want, and preferably something that would sum up your podcast or somehow related to my podcast, which is Penang Hokkien. And so I want to pick something iconic about Penang, which is the Penang Ferry. And it was, again, it's something that I always wanted to do, right? Recording on the ferry. So I thought, and then I told her, I said, oh, let's do this. She was asking like maybe to go out to a coffee shop or something and do a recording there. But I thought, what if, this is how gay I am. I want it to be like drama, right? What if we go to the ferry and we'll do a recording while we're on the ferry going over to Butterworth? And she's like, okay, that sounds kind of interesting. And so, yeah, she did have a long pause after I said that. She's like, can we actually do this? Let me count. Oh, will the videographer go out? And then she said, oh, yes. So we did it, and it was wonderful. I had so much fun. It was also very hot, so I was sweating like a pig. Like, my shirt was completely wet. It was horrible, and I was sweating like crazy. So you can see it from some of the pictures, as well as the video on the Star. I also reposted it on my website as well, because their servers are kind of slow. Anyway, so that's that. And so if you haven't listened to, did I miss any podcasts? Did I miss anything? I felt like I haven't done a lot of podcasts for some reason. But I just haven't done ones that I just sit down and talk to you like that. I think that's it. And I don't want to take too much time, because I know I've been recently more aware of the length of the podcast, and I won't make it short for the sake of making it short, but I definitely will be more considerate about the actual time that you are investing to listen to this podcast. So I should stop talking. And but thank you for all the outpouring love. Thank you so much. And I also want to say how much I appreciate you taking the time to write to me, especially those several new listeners of mine who have been listening but haven't sent it. I have a twin brother, apparently. If you're listening, I forgot what your name is. Sorry. I don't have my email popped up right now. So, I don't want to say your name anyway. The guy from New York who's a handbag designer. You know who you are. And, he emailed me, and he does kind of look like me. And so, he said that he looked like me. I was like, next thing I repeat, you know, he told me about all this long thing about, oh, I've been listening to your podcast for over a year. I listened to, your Penang Hokkien, and I listened to online, blah, 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 blah. And, first time I saw your picture, I thought we could be twins. So my first response was, send me a picture. I fired off that email so quick that I didn't say thank you. I didn't say anything. I just said, send me a picture. So he finally did the next day. Well, I did follow up with a nicer email, right? So, thanks to all of you who wrote. Thank you. And thanks to those of you who are listening, and those of you who check out my podcast from maybe from reading about Penang Hokkien or reading about the podcasting workshop in Malaysia, in Penang. I want to say thank you. And if you are new listeners as well, I want to say welcome you, and also ask you to write me. I really, really love to hear from you. What else? Oh, yeah. And you can always, like I said, check out my photos at photos. You can go to onlinepodcast.com, click on photos, or you can simply go to photos.onlinepodcast.com. There's a sub directory there. Photos.onlinepodcast.com, or you can send me an email. You know, you can send me an email at online@gmail.com. It's ONGLINE podcast.com. Oh, I want to say thank you to that guy that has the Saturn podcast. I have to stop the music. Sorry. He plugged my show. Hey, that's an Oh My Pod reference. If you don't know what the hey means, go to ohmypod.net. Let's see. I love doing the recording, but I hate doing all this posting and all this show notes crap, you know. I need a matte blender. Let's see. I should go to my email. I want to say, especially because he plugged my show, he's the Saturn guy, and he's a straight guy. He enjoys listening to my show, he says. So thank you so much. He's the Saturn show guy. I'm pulling up my email as we speak right now, so I'm very disorganized. And, I'm going to talk about, is it Saturn Cast? Oh, yeah. Saturn Cast, Christian, and Saturn Cast, I believe it's SaturnCast.com. No, Saturn, like the star Saturn, or the car, SaturnDiary.com. SaturnDiary.com. So, let me see. SaturnDiary.com, Christian, plugged my show. So, thank you very much for doing that. And, let me see. Yeah, he talked about my show. He emailed me that he enjoyed listening to the show, so I really appreciate that. So, I just want to mention that again. So, if I miss anyone or anything, forgive me, because, oh gosh, it's my first night, right? It's my virgin night back since I come back from Malaysia. So let's end the show one more time. How about that? So back to my normal routine now. So, oh gosh, I was going to save you time, but you know, it's still 40 minutes. Thank you so much for listening. Email me at online@gmail.com. You can always go to leave website at online. podcast.com and leave me a MyChingoda message, or it's called what, MOBA Talk now, Homo Talk. Leave me a message there, and I will talk to you next week, and expect some videos too. Check your feed often, okay? Bye. Oh, you know what I forgot to say? Don't forget to smile. I have to say that because I'm just now able to. So have a good one. Oh, plus, don't go yet. One other thing, because I'll be posting more things on this feed. If you have your iTunes set to download the latest show, if I post two things in between you turning on your iTunes, you may only get the last one, the latest one. So make sure you check and see if there's anything you miss on your iTunes subscription. Okay, and another time, don't forget to smile.